Good evening. I'd like to call to order the City of Morro Bay Rec and Parks Commission meeting for June 4th, 2009. Tonight we have two meetings that we'll be participating in. The current one, which will be our regularly scheduled Rec and Parks Commission meeting, and that'll be followed up by a joint meeting with the Harbor Advisory Board, where we will be getting some updates on the Coleman Embarcadero Area Capital Improvement Project. I think with that, we'll go ahead and call do roll call.
Good evening, Chair Hale. I almost said Solo. Hale, thank you. Roll call, Commissioner Hagel?
Aye.
Commissioner Munoz?
Present.
Commissioner Mahan?
Present.
Commissioner Hale?
Here.
And let the record show the commissioners not attending this meeting would be Commissioner Solo, Crowley, and Hensley.
Okay, great. Well, we'll move next to commissioner reports, presentations, or announcements. Are there any commissioner reports, announcements this evening? No. Okay. Now we're going to open up for public comment. If we have anybody in the audience that would like to address the commission on any matter other than public hearings, which we don't have tonight, please feel free. And it looks like we have someone. Please introduce yourself and try to limit your comments to 3 minutes.
Okay, my name is Ani Lin, and I'm here tonight to invite all of you and all of the residents of Morro Bay to this second annual Morro Bay Music Fest, Saturday, June 6th. It's from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Besides having wonderful barbecued food, oysters, tri-tip, albacore, and corn on the cob, we are giving free hot dogs to kids 12 and under, as long as they last. So get the kids in there early. There will be gifts that will be raffled off. We've got about 30-some-odd gifts to raffle off, so everybody's a winner that day. Great, huge dance floor. Great bands for you to dance to. And when the bands aren't playing, we've got the young kids groups coming out and dancing, Pacific Coast, Central Coast, and an Irish Clodagh dance class in San Luis Obispo, and the Bucket Busters. I don't know if you've seen this group, but they play buckets. And they sound good when they play buckets. We do have tables and chairs out there, but there are only 25 tables, 8 chairs around each table. Feel free to bring your own lawn chair there, folding chair if you'd like. I expect you to be up and dancing. I'll be dancing, so come on down and just celebrate living in Morro Bay. I've ordered the same weather that we had today, so I'm hoping Mother Nature listens to me. But anyway, hope you're all there.
Great. And where is it located?
Yeah, oh, there. Thank you. Yeah. I expect everyone to know that. 714 Embarcadero, right across from Rose's Landing in the parking lot.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we'll turn to item A, consent calendar. Oh, I'd like to close public comment, and seeing that there's no one else here tonight. It's a gorgeous day, probably out. Turning to item A, consent calendar. We've got A1, A2, A3, and A4, approval of our minutes from our May 21st meeting, citizens report and correspondence, our youth services, sports and fitness, and facility and park summary for April, and our Rec and Park status report. Unless anybody from the commission would like to discuss these items, I'd like to see if someone can make a motion for approval.
Motion to approve. Oh, I'm sorry. Any questions? I'd like to make a motion to approve items A1 through A4 for file.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Okay, item B, public hearings, which we do not have this evening. So we are going to move on to C, which is unfinished business, and we have no items for unfinished business, so we will move on to item D, which is new business. And I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Woods for D1, Recreation and Parks Department Program Evaluations.
Thank you and good evening, Chair Hale. Tonight, Commission, we have a 9 event marked the 20th year of this event, which is quite amazing to have a fundraiser last 20 years and still be as productive as this is, and well supported by the community as well. The fiscal impact of this particular program equates to about $398 in direct cost. We do have cost allocations that we add to that as indirect costs, and those totaled $1,178.63. The revenues from the program would include raffle tickets, senior donation from the Senior Citizens Incorporated, which is $300, and ticket sales. And the total revenue was $3,106. You recall that the amount of deposit was $2,708. So it does cost a little bit to put this on, but it's definitely a major contribution to the foundation. Some recommendations that staff has put forward would be to choose a date that doesn't conflict with other fundraisers. It's become more and more difficult. At this time, everybody wants to do a fundraiser, and there's a few other spaghetti dinners out there. So we're going to be cautious, maybe try to get our date earlier and get it publicized so folks can follow us as to us following them. We pre-cooked the pasta the day before, and that's worked out very, very well. Our volunteers came in. They don't cook it completely, but it's really close, and we bag them and refrigerate it, and then the next day we finish the cooking, and everything really comes out on time and hot. Find a volunteer to oversee the kitchen. That's key. We had an opportunity this year to pay someone, and we felt that we weren't in that kind of position, not with the fundraiser the way it is. So we had some volunteers, but not one volunteer to run all the kitchen operations, and we always look for that. There is contacting our sponsors late in November for the pasta sauce and pasta, so we get on their books early so they're ready for the donation. Continue to serve brownies for dessert. I think it was a huge hit. We're looking to better define some of the tasks by the sponsoring agencies, and also to continue with our poster contest, which is always a big hit. Our volunteer coordinator this year and many, many, many years past has been Thelma Collins. All the setup for the program was done by the Girl Scout Troop 40620. And the pre-cooked pasta, a big shout-out goes out to Dan Riddell, Stan House, Keith Taylor, and Franco DeCisco. We have a host of other food vendors and raffle prizes and door prizes. Probably too many to list here, but we want to thank everybody who's helped us out in all their donations, not only this year but in the years past. That concludes the spaghetti dinner report. I'd love to open it up for any questions at this time.
Do you have any questions?
Maybe one quick question. Joe, could you please elaborate on the indirect costs? What did they entail this year exactly? Well, not exactly, but...
Thanks. Exactly could be quite a few. The indirect costs are the costs associated with the program to develop flyers, posters, distributing those, coordinating the donations, coordinating the volunteers,
workers. So it's man hours?
They're man hours, they're service staff hours that are not the day of the event. So if anybody was to sell a ticket at the front desk, that clerk would be an indirect cost to the program. So it's something that we try to identify all hidden costs, and those indirect costs are, there's a lot. And there may not be, maybe I put in 10 minutes, maybe someone else puts in 15 minutes, but it adds up, and we want to make sure that we try our best for program cost recovery when it's our program. This is a fundraiser that's put on by the foundation, so you won't see the cost recovery formulas like you will in the next program.
One other question, if I may. How did we do in terms of revenue? It looks like we have tickets, raffle tickets, ticket sales, and then donations. Was the participation level up, flat, or down from prior years?
This year, the participation was down. But the revenues don't reflect the percentage that we were down. So there were more people. People were buying more raffle tickets. at the event as in years in the past, but we had less participants.
So fewer people spent more money. Not necessarily a bad thing, but
yeah,
still like to get
so you know, we try to take that into account. And for the co-ed soccer, the program lasts for 8 weeks. They meet on Mondays at Lila Kaiser. Unfortunately, we had a couple nights that were rained out. And this season, another bit of bad news is that our soccer goals were vandalized twice. So we had to bring those in the shop and get those fixed. But those are some of the things we try to just roll with and keep the program going. Your direct costs for this program included field paint, field prep, soccer nets, repair the goals a couple times. So we have a coordinator that was out on site, referees and lights, $2,071 for your direct costs. Indirect costs would be the light fund and the cost allocation. The light fund is something that we set up that each team that participates in a program or a league out at Lila Kaiser, a portion of their registration goes into the light fund. That accumulates, and then we're able to go in and do major repairs from time to time in both the Lila Kaiser West and East field lights. The cost allocation is what we talked about earlier. When it's all said and done, it comes out to about $12.71 per participant, I believe. And that's not $65, that's a 65 adults. That's what it should be. So your total indirect costs were $1,066, total expenses $3,137. Your registration is your revenue source for this particular program, and it came out to $2,862, net loss $275. This is a cost recovery for this program at 91%. Okay. As you'll remember, this is a merit service program, and we have five different levels of programs that we target cost recovery. And the merit is a cost recovery category of 70 to 79%. And the adult soccer program recovered 138% of the program and support costs, 91% of the program support and indirect costs. So when you put in those indirect costs, that lighting fund and that cost allocation, you go into the red. But if you don't, then you're definitely a self-sufficient program. So it's something that we're working on, and you see that 91% is certainly what we want to go into 100%. But right now, we are our guidelines are 70 to 79%, and we're exceeding those. Some of our recommendations for this program would be continue with the SMAF Player Medical Benefit Fund, which is really just pennies on the dollar for the type of coverage we get for the players. Continue to play on Monday, seems to be a really good spot for the co-ed soccer. Keep the team sizes down to 8, which I thought was worked out really well this particular season. We're going to be locking the golds to the fence to lessen any more chance of vandalism. So we've learned and we have a solution for that problem. And then we have some new pullover pennies to use during the games. And those little pennies are like a little slipover color that identifies, you know, red team, blue team, that kind of thing. That concludes my report on 2009 co-ed soccer program. I'm certainly entertaining any questions at this time.
Anyone have questions?
No. And the staff would be looking for a motion to accept these two reports for file.
Oh, wait, I have a question before that. On the goalposts, Joe, are they such that you can take apart and put away at night, or is it just too much trouble? No place to store them or something? Or?
They're large, and yeah. to take them apart and move them, very cumbersome, yeah. And staff intense, and possibility of injury. So the less we move them, the better off they are. They are. I think it takes 2 or 3 or 4 people just to slide them over to the fence to lock them up. So we don't, and we have to do that. I mean, you see there's other soccer goals. If you leave your soccer goals out on any field, eventually the wrong people will do the wrong things with them. So hopefully by pulling them aside and locking them up, that'll solve our vandalism problem.
Okay. Can I entertain a motion?
Motion to approve D1 for file.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? None. Okay. So now we'll move on to D2, which is the topic of selecting a date for our annual parks tour, which we do every year. I'll let Mr. Woods share a little bit more about that and get our calendars out.
Thank you, Chair Hale and Commission. Good evening again. And this particular item is the scheduling of the annual parks tour. The history has it that back in 2002, we've started this parks tour. It seems to be very well attended and liked by the commission, either the planning commission or back up to city council or even back to staff for implementation. And so having the limited number of meetings that we have and eliminating the July right now is going to be tough. And I'd like to for the commission to think about entertaining a small meeting prior to our tour. I've got a couple of items that I'd like to bring for your review. One would be the rules for the park, for the dog park, which is going to be in front of City Council on the 8th of June, which is this next Monday. So if things go as planned and that has been approved, then we want to review the some things that go along with that park, particularly the rules, in an expeditious fashion as well. So, because the group is really wanting to get that program off and running. And the other would be requesting some park and lieu monies to utilize some enhancements on two parks down in the waterfront. We already have one at the one park and lieu request that's being utilized now at Centennial Parkway. If you remember, we're doing an interpretive sign, and we're working on the pieces, storage piece for the pieces. But since now we have some major construction next to Mariner Park, and then also through talking with the harbor director, there is some concerns to do some preventative maintenance and some repair maintenance on some of the docks and gangways at Mariner Park and also Centennial. So I'd like to get a staff report for your review to have a look at it and maybe get some recommendations and direction from you. So if I wait till August, it's going to be really off calendar because these projects are really moving right now. With that being said, we were looking for a date. I'll go back to the chair for the particular parks tour, preceded by a short meeting to discuss a few items. And we can do a consent item as well, like we did this evening. So all of our reports, so staff is still producing reports and minutes and so forth, so we're on that schedule. We'll throw a couple of other items on there and then head off for our tour. And I'd like to modify the tour this year as well. I'd like to not hit every park, but just some of the parks that we're actually doing some big business in, such as and then later this evening, Embarcadero Pullman might be a nice area to visit in our trolley run, especially Mariner and Centennial, those two parks. So along the waterfronts is going to be an important spot for us to get off and tour. And then we probably would want to consider the dog park out of Del Mar, even though we went there last year. I think maybe a revisit might be good for some of the new commissioners. So with that being said, I'd like to turn it back to you, the commission. Thank you.
Thank you. So you had mentioned you had had a couple dates and you had just put out July 9th. Were there any alternative dates that were going to work well for staff, or do you want us to play with that date and then throw out an alternative if that doesn't work?
You know, if you can work with the 9th, that would be wonderful. If that doesn't work with the majority, then we can certainly consider another date or two.
Okay. Certainly. Well, let's see how that date looks. That's a Thursday, I'm assuming.
That is a Thursday, okay. And it is, if I have the liberty of passing this on, our Chair Solu is available on the 9th.
Okay. Well, if the majority is, otherwise I would ask you to think about the 7th, possibly.
A Tuesday?
It's Tuesday. Yeah.
Do we have the option to pick another day? Okay.
Sure.
Do you have a preference?
No.
Kelly?
9th is okay for me.
Okay.
Yeah, 9th or 7th works for me.
Okay. 7th works well, better for me, actually, but I'm flexible. And so maybe what we could do is, would it be fair to ask staff to just route an email out that says, here are the two dates, and let's just confirm whether Commissioner Solu and
Crowley
can participate on one of those two dates. Would that be reasonable?
Certainly.
Okay.
And we just want to make sure we get enough notice for the public to know where our meeting is, and then we're projecting this meeting to start at the Morro Bay Community Center, and then do our short bit of business, and then hop on the trolley and get through. So we'll confirm the trolley is going to be available that date as well.
Great. And so another question too for the for our meeting prior, we would actually have that at the community center then in that back room.
Where most our meetings used to take place? In the front room.
In the front room,
in the studio.
So just in the waiting area?
There's a room off to the side called studio, and I think we can go in there.
Okay.
We've done this before. I think we've done it once before where AGP Video, they do videotape the meeting, and it's just shot with a handheld camera, and then we move forward from there.
Okay. And are we thinking that we would have another 5 o'clock start time? Okay, so no deviations on that?
It's the whole thing, so it's... It's rather unique in that respect.
And what's the typical duration? I mean, we've done this a couple of years, but how long? When do we typically wrap? What are you thinking?
Seven, a little after seven, I think. And it's gotten to be. Last year was it tended to be a little bit long for some folks, and I'm trying to take that in consideration and maybe changing the route around a little bit and not drive out to Del Mar right off the bat. Because that's time where we just get going and we're just on the freeway. So maybe we blast down and we start on the Embarcadero and do those waterfront parks, and then maybe we'll stop and at one of our local vendors and get a hot cup of coffee, depending on the evening, and then continue our tour.
Yeah, it seems reasonable to just hit up on the parks that where we're doing active work.
Yeah, it's just a little bit more quality from what we're going to.
Yeah.
And we can go to all the parks, but I mean, you have a parks guide, your Recreation Parks Commissioners. I know you probably know all those parks inside and out by now. But there's some unique things that happen there that you may not know about that staff could certainly relay.
Okay, thank you. And I do not need to entertain a motion on this, D2?
You know, just I know we're going to have a meeting at 6, but we should have some kind of a motion that says, you know, this is our intent to target those two dates, and we'll come back, and just so the public knows that that was your intent and direction to staff.
Okay. Would someone like to recap?
Okay. I'll make a motion to request that staff inform us which date works better for the tour, July 7th or July 9th. For the Parks and Recs tour starting at 5 p.m. And we'll wait to hear back from staff.
We want to make a recommendation as well, perhaps, that we want to have a meeting before, or actually include both a meeting plus a park tour.
Yes.
We in agreement?
I'll include in the motion that we will be meeting, having a regular short version of our Parks and Recs commission meeting at 5 at the community center.
Okay. Looking for a second?
Second.
Did we reference in that a reference that we're doing that it's the parks tour as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Okay. Let's move on to item E, declaration of future agenda items. Do we have any agenda items that the commissioners would like to bring forth?
I think maybe one request, just for our health and fitness fair, maybe something we want to have on the agenda for our July 7th meeting to make sure our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed. That'll be our last meeting before the fair actually takes place. And also adding to that, I have wanted to make sure that Mr. Woods, if we could get some information from staff about what type of help you need. I think a number of the commissioners are ready to help out and give any assistance we can. So we're just waiting to hear from you and let us know what we can do.
I can certainly respond to that. We will definitely put on the activities fair, a small update. It may be at this particular meeting more of an announcement to the public of what we're doing, a little bit more precise plan and why they want to come out. And staff will be notifying all the commissioners of their volunteer roles of the upcoming Recreation and Fitness Expo, which is shaping up quite nicely. So we're excited, and we certainly want to celebrate Recreation Parks month of July. The California Parks and Recreation Society is putting out information now for everyone to kick it up and recognize Recreation and Parks. Most likely we'll be presenting some kind of a proclamation to the council for them to identify July as Recreation and Parks Month as well.
One thought, too, just because we are a Rec and Parks Commission, I know obviously the government's going through, California government's going through a pretty significant crisis at the moment. Does it make sense for us to provide any updates or have anybody give us updates on what's happening with the parks, the state parks in our area and, you know, what that might look like? And maybe that's not July, maybe it's the August meeting, but I know there's a lot of folk, the community members, all of us that care about what's happening with, our parks, Montan de Oro and state parks in our area and what might be happening with the budget. Does that fit into our purview or?
It certainly does.
Public service or not?
Chair Hale, it certainly does.
For state parks, there is a website, and I'm, from the top of my head, it's called saveourstateparks.org. It's not politically involved, so that's why I'm feeling it's okay to mention it here. But if you do go on to saveourstateparks.org, you can sign a petition to try and keep the parks open. That's an important thing we can do to try and help.
Thank you. Any other future agenda items? Okay. With that, we will look for a motion to adjourn our 5 o'clock regularly scheduled meeting. And then at 6 o'clock, which is another 25 minutes, we will be sitting back here again with the Harbor Advisory Board around the table to get some exciting updates about what the latest developments are with the Coleman Embarcadero area. So we're looking forward to that. Can I entertain a motion for?
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you.
Thank you.